off the first day of battle, Mrs. Meister could hear the roar of gunfire a mile westward, but she decided to remain at home. In the evening of that day, however, some of General Newton's men could be seen rushing over the ridge and stopping at the stone fence. Thus warned of the danger of battle about her own house and fields, Widow Meister moved her family that evening to the home of relatives down the Baltimore Pike. That night at midnight, the Union Commander-in-Chief, General George Meade, finding the house vacant, established his headquarters there. Located in the rear and right behind the center of the Union lines, the house became the nerve center of command. Here in the East Room, late in the evening of July 2nd, Union commanders met with General Meade to decide whether to hold their ground and fight it out. Shattered boards and gaping shell holes in the house and the nearby barn soon told the story of the heavy shelling from Confederate artillery fire preceding Pickett's charge. Driven from the house by the pounding of the shells, General Meade moved his headquarters to Powers Hill, a mile to the rear. Repaired soon after the battle, the house has stood through the years as it appeared in those fateful days of July 1863.